Dear listeners, a warm welcome to this program from the series The True School is Life, Teaching Hours from the Divine Wisdom. From Schooling Hours with Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of the Eternal Kingdom, we receive in this series insights and advice on many different topics about making use of our life on earth and letting the certainty grow in us that God is very close to us every day of our life. Indeed, that He is always in us and with us. As Gabriele explains again and again, life on earth is given to us in order to learn every day, every minute, every moment. Hence, the title of this series, The True School is Life. Let us try to watch our life from a certain distance. For example, very specifically, today, we get up, get ready for the day, eat something for breakfast, go about our work or our tasks, or go shopping, meet people, listen to the news, have some conversations, or perhaps go out into nature or read a good book. And if we watch ourselves closely, we realize that in all that we do, there is something that is constantly, we could say, uninterruptedly going on. We think, and think. If we become aware that everything is energy, thus every thought as well, and that no energy is lost, that everything is communication according to the principle like attracts like. So what happens with all these thoughts? Gabriele explained to us that we can think of thoughts as little entities. What do they carry in themselves? Where do they go? And what do they do?
In a schooling with the title, My Thoughts, The Settlers, Gabriele explained more about this. She begins with the following remarks. Every human being is ultimately a vessel consisting of cells, cell formations, of many, many components of the body, for example, of hormones and glands. One could list all the components. And while our body is functioning, we are incessantly thinking. We think and think and think. We first think in the brain. The thinking, our thinking, we could also call seeds or settlers. They go from the conscious mind, then, when we always think the same and similar things, into the subconscious. From the subconscious, the settlers, our thoughts, go like seeds into the most diverse cells of our body, into the cell formations, into the blood vessels, into the hormones, into the glands, into the fluids, into all the components of the body. Thus we fill up our vessel with our thinking. And as we think, that is how our vessels radiate. It is known that when one vessel is full, another one is taken to be filled. And it is similar with us. If our vessel is largely filled up with our thinking, then these settlers are also in our soul and, beyond the soul, in the heavenly bodies that fit with the vibrational potential, with the frequencies of our thinking. As a result, we have created a wheel, so to speak, a wheel which means conscious mind, subconscious, cell formations, soul and heavenly bodies. And this wheel is constantly running with each one of us, albeit with the most diverse thoughts, because each one has different thoughts. This also includes our feelings, sensations, words, and actions. But the thoughts are the most massive, because we think continuously. Thus we create this wheel. And in this wheel, we include our fellow human beings, who think the same or similarly as we do, as well as our settlers. They can also be called flying seeds. This picture is then also in this wheel.
Gabriele gives us a picture for a better understanding. We think, for instance, of a dandelion. What does it look like? The dandelion comes out of the soil. The plant comes, and then the blossom. And what emerges then? The flying seeds. And the wind blows the flying seeds here and there. And are flying seeds? Gabriele is speaking of our thoughts, move according to our thinking, to our volume of vibration, here and there, and settle in those places where they find the same and similar things. So this means that at first we mature, we fill our vessel, as the dandelion grows and becomes a flower. Once the flower has reached the appropriate maturity, then the flying seeds develop. And so it is the same with us. We first fill our vessel, create the wheel by being connected to the cosmos, to the material cosmos, and to the purification planes. And because the vessel is full, we distribute without thinking. We scatter our flying seeds, our thoughts, our settlers. People receive our settlers. Through this, some things may be triggered in them, and they fulfill unlawful desires. Passions are developed through this. We awaken them in this or in that. Of course, the same and similar things are present in the people concerned. In one of the next incarnations, if they incarnate again, these people may go to Australia, to Egypt, but they take us with them. Why? Because the flying seeds lie in their soul. And at some point, these people attract us again because the same or similar vibrations are in them. We put them in there, and this means that we have to clear up some things with these people.
Gabriele gives us more important hints. So it's not that simple with the settlers. We have to ask ourselves, what are the contents of our thoughts? We settle in with the contents. At first, we create ourselves. We create our whole behavior by filling our vessel with our thinking, that is, the human being, the cells. Through this, we ultimately also create our sufferings. From the conscious mind, we send them into the body, into the soul, into the wheel, as we have just heard. We ourselves create our worries because we think accordingly. We predetermine them for ourselves, our passions, our longings. We predetermine all of them. We purport that our neighbor is evil. We purport that the neighbor is impossible. Perhaps we even wish him suffering. We wish him sorrows. We wish him all sorts of things. Generally speaking, ruin. In the end, we are predetermining ruin for ourselves, our own ruin. Then perhaps the one toward whom we are thinking ruin absorbs some things from us, because he is simply not very good and has similar predispositions in him as we also have. He takes in our settlers and thereby becomes, for example, it may be the last thing, the last impulse, a criminal. Let us follow this thought further. Life, the life on earth, is largely over. Our neighbor goes to court and is convicted. He takes our settlers to prison with him. According to our settlers, which were indeed a trigger, he continues to think and creates the corresponding next incarnation for himself. What about the settler's thoughts that he carries? Have we continued to think about this person? Have we continued to think negatively about him? Did he take up several thought settlers from us? What are the contents? If in the purification planes, as a soul, we can't expiate these settler thoughts that our neighbor carries, then in one of the next incarnations, he will either beget a body for us, or a woman will give birth to a body, and it is the body for our soul.
And then we complain, Gabriele continues, because our parents are so awful to us, because they don't love us, because they did this or that to us as a child. Let's turn this around in view of the incarnations. Perhaps we were like that to those people. Perhaps this is exactly what we settled into these people, and now we have a chance to make amends for it. Do we make amends, or do we continue to settle in? It is at the discretion of freedom. Do we make amends for it, or do we continue to settle in? We are not forced to do anything, because God gave us freedom. But freedom also means that we bear responsibility for ourselves and ultimately for the fate of what we have predetermined for ourselves. Peace, love for God, for our fellow people, or discord, hatred, envy, strife, disparagement of our neighbor, exploitation of our neighbor, war, destruction. What lies in our settlers? One more thing. All these inputs, which we put into this wheel via our thoughts, contain all the corresponding pictures. Pictorially, we enter this into the wheel, and this wheel is then our life's film.
Perhaps we can now ask ourselves, when we realize that we have sent out these seeds, these entities, again and again, Gabriele also calls them settlers, how can we now dissolve these energies? What can we do? Gabriele explains about this. If we turn back and take the first step toward God, we also take the first step toward our neighbor, so as to ask for forgiveness and to forgive our neighbor. At the moment we take this step toward God, that is, toward our neighbor as well, God's grace and mercy are brought into action. But grace does not compel the neighbor to forgive us. Grace tries to open up pictures in the neighbor, which say to him, "Yet forgive. Do not do this anymore. You will then feel better. Think of the harmony that should flood your body. When you let go of these thoughts, more harmony floods into your soul. These are the subtle impulses that come via the conscience. It is the grace, help, and mercy of God."
If we really want to free ourselves from our own wheel work, it is essential to honestly recognize what lies in our seeds, in our settlers, and what do they bring into this world, because the content is decisive. Gabriele gives us the following example. Selfless thoughts are thoughts of absolute freedom. If we say, for instance, "Well, my neighbor is in disharmony. He should now become harmonious, and I will now think thoughts of harmony toward him." Or, "My neighbor is so lacking in peace. I will now think thoughts of peace toward him." Then we could think that these are, after all, positive thoughts. But are these thoughts selfless. They are somehow coercive thoughts. We want to force something on him. Maybe he doesn't want to become peaceful. Maybe he doesn't want to achieve harmony. But we say, well now, I've sent him so many positive thoughts, and he simply won't become more peaceful. In the end, with the content of our thoughts, have we perhaps caused him to lack even more peace? We really have to weigh what is absolute freedom. We can examine ourselves. For example, when we pray to Christ, Christ, I place my brother and sister before you. You know what is good for my brother and sister, and your will is done. I know what you want according to the Ten Commandments of God and the Sermon on the Mount. Then let us ask ourselves, Lord, am I peaceful? Am I in harmony? And then there is a grumbling near the heart, and the answer comes.
Gabriele explained further. We do not hear the answer from within by hearing, you are without peace. The Spirit of God does not do that. He never says, you are without peace. You are without peace. He speaks generally about people's lack of peace, but he will never say, you lack peace, or you are unloving. He speaks in general terms. Therefore, we will suddenly perceive feelings from our heart which become noticeable in our thoughts as to how we may have behaved towards this or that person, or toward the animal kingdom, or the plant kingdom. And suddenly we notice where we still lack peace, and now we are again free. Do we want to repent from our heart and clear up what lies in us as all too human aspects, as wrong attitudes, with his help, that is, with the help of the Christ of God, who has stirred our conscience, and, what is important, no longer do it? In the do no more lies the solution. Because anyone who repents of their sinfulness from the heart clears it up and no longer does it, gradually dissolving this wheel that I have been referring to.
Gabriele gives us a perspective on what it means to make use of the day, to become free of the network of cause and effect. The kingdom of God does not have this network. Instead, when we have returned to our eternal homeland, we are one with all being, because we ourselves are compressed divine being. So this does not mean that we have to constantly wallow in the law of cause and effect here and occupy ourselves with our flying seeds. If we use the days, we do not need to ask at all, where actually are our settlers? Where, everywhere, have we settled in? Let us make use of the day. Each day is the day of the individual, and each day is our day, and each day brings to each one a part of what lies in the wheelwork, or what we have put into the network of cause and effect. And if we make use of the day, then there are so many possibilities, for there are countless situations, and we recognize many a thought that we have thought for years or decades, which have settled in here and there. If we then go to Christ in us with the request, Lord, help. Help me to dissolve these settlers. I ask you. Then we will receive a picture, and we will become aware of this or that, and then this aha effect comes. Yes, I have to tackle that. If we are constantly thinking, well, where else have I sent something all over the place? Where, everywhere, still are my settlers? Then we are away from the day. The one impulse, the one thought we perceive from our day is decisive. With this one thought, if it is resolved, we gradually begin to unravel the knots, the meshes. And Christ helps us with this. This is the step toward Him. And in this way, the grace and kindness of God set in. We are free. We have taken this step freely toward Christ with the request to Him, Lord, help. I have been thinking this thought for years, decades. Help me to undo this knot. And Christ helps. He doesn't say, you have to go here and there. But we experience in feelings, we experience in thoughts what needs to be done. And we suddenly know where we have to get going in order to undo this knot.
We have learned from Gabriele that deep remorse is decisive so that we can loosen this knot in ourselves. Gabriele explained about this. Remorse develops in the heart. Where there is no remorse, there is also no real request for forgiveness and also no forgiving. The remorse in our heart is often painful and should even hurt somewhat. In the realization, what all have I done to my neighbor? Not, what did they do to me? There is something there on both sides. But what have we done to them? How have we behaved toward them? And these thoughts of remorse often hurt in the heart. We feel a discomfort in our chest. We feel an unspeakable ache in the area of our heart. And we experience our behavior toward our fellow human beings. This is true remorse, and we should let it happen. The moment it comes up, let it come, because then the pictures of how we behave toward our fellow human beings will also come up. And these pictures often show us a further path. For example, to relatives, to acquaintances, in order to undo thereto what is still bound. Once again, Gabriele tells us, let this heartfelt remorse come. It develops pictures. Dear listeners, we have reached the end of this teaching hour from Gabriele on the topic, My Thoughts, the Settlers, a schooling that lets us see our life and above all our thoughts in a totally new light. Thoughts are free is the name of a well-known folk song, and that's right. Only, as Gabriele explained, we are also responsible for each one of our thoughts, and thus, also for the consequences that develop from our thoughts and actions. Therefore, it is never God, our Father, who sends us difficulties, worries, illness, and hardship, for He is absolute love. We ourselves have it in our hands to change ourselves and our life at any time, and God helps us do this. Let's have experiences with what we have learned today. We have the opportunity to do this every day, for the true school is life. Instead of sending out our settlers, our seeds, we can then become the true peacemakers of whom Jesus of Nazareth said, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. These are the people who have developed peace within themselves through self-recognition, through heartfelt remorse, forgiveness, and asking for forgiveness and no longer doing it, and who also bring this peace to other people as well as to the animals, the plants, to all of nature and the Mother Earth. We wish for all of us good experiences with the many tips that we were privileged to hear today. Goodbye and a heartfelt greetings in God.